This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Would you apply justice even if it was against yourself and your family and loved ones? Well, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during his time, there was a lady from a prestigious family who committed a serious theft crime. She stole something that's so precious, and she did it in a way that is unacceptable, and eventually she got caught. When she got caught, her family realized the grave mistake that she did and what is the rule of Allah upon her, which is the cutting of the hand. So they start to brainstorm and think, how can we possibly not make the law of Allah be applied on her and cut her hand? We don't want that to happen. So they said, let's go talk to the best person who can intercede for us, to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have no person better than Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu. So they went to Usama. Usama, please help us out. You know, our family member here, she did this and that. Please talk to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Usama took that mission and he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he told him, O Prophet of Allah, and trying to intercede on behalf of the family. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face, the color changed. He became very angry and he told him, أَتَشْفَعُ عَلَى حَدٍ مِّنْ حُدُودِ اللَّهِ? Are you trying to intercede by stopping the rule of Allah from applying? He got so upset. And not too long after this, he came and he stood and gave a public sermon for all people to hear. After he praised Allah, he said, what ruined the people of the past is that when the rich and the elite stole and committed a crime, تَرَكُوهُ, they let go of them. They did not punish them, the rich and the elite. But when the poor and the weak, they steal or they commit a crime, عَقَبُوهُ, they punish them severely. Then he says, I swear by the one whom my soul is in his hands. Like, I swear by Allah, if Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, would to steal, لَقَطَعْتُ يَدَهَا, I will cut her hand. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Very firm, very powerful. He lived with the Quran. He lived with the verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ, stand up for justice, شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ, witnesses for Allah. وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, even if it was against yourself or your parents or your relatives. You know what's interesting? That sister who lost her hand, she made a very good tawbah and repentance to Allah. The narration says, authentic narration, وَتَزَوَّجَتْ, and she even got married. And she, when she had questions, she would go to the family of the Prophet ﷺ to get her questions answered by the Prophet ﷺ. May Allah protect us and make us stand firm in justice. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum.